Hello, I'm Robert Krampf. Welcome to the Experiment of the Week. Well, this is episode 4 of my Science Fair Panic series. We've gone over how to select a topic, how to research it, how to form a hypothesis, and then how to set up an experiment by controlling the variables and doing everything very scientifically. Then we have to collect the data and then look at it very scientifically. And an easy way to do that is with charts and graphs. Here is a chart that I drew up. Remember, we were doing an experiment with tomatoes, comparing the effect of sitting on the counter at room temperature with being stored in the refrigerator, seeing how that changed the smell and taste. So I've got a nice graph that I set up here. Columns for counter and refrigerator storage. Days 1, 3, and 5. Each tester each day, testing with 3 people. 3 tomatoes from each group, so lots of tomatoes. I set up a scale from 1, saying it tastes very bad, to 9, saying that it was the best tomato you ever tasted, excellent, and started doing testing. And what we found was that after one day, the tomatoes in the refrigerator were pretty average. The tomatoes on the counter tasted just a little bit better. After 3 days, the flavor for the tomatoes in the refrigerator had started to degrade a little bit. They didn't taste quite as good. These tasted a little bit better. The ripening process was still going on, and so they were still improving in flavor. And by day 5, there was a very, very definite difference. These had definitely decreased, and these had definitely gotten better. So, my project worked. Everything came together very, very nicely. So, gather your documentation, arrange it in a way that it all makes sense. As you're going along, also document your work. Have someone take pictures of you doing this stuff. One of the things science fair judges really want to know is, did you do the work? Or did your parents or somebody else do it for you? So, lots of photos. If you draw sketches or drawings when you're planning out your project, save those. Put those in the planning stage part of your science fair presentation booklet. But document your work. Show that you actually did it. Get it all together so that it all looks nice. And it worked. Your project is a success. But what if it didn't quite work? What if things were different? What if instead my data looked like this? No change. On the counter, in the refrigerator, even after 5 days, it's all the same. That means that my hypothesis was wrong. It means that it was all a waste of time. It's a failure. I'm doomed. Oh no. But wait. The idea of a science fair project is not to show that you can get the right hypothesis. The idea is to come up with a hypothesis and then test to see whether it's correct or not. Either way, as long as you do it scientifically, it's a perfectly valid science fair project. And it's perfectly valid science. In the world of science, all the time, scientists come up with a hypothesis that turns out not to be true. But that's okay. Still good science. So, if we had come out with these results, I would have still been perfectly capable of winning the science fair. Matter of fact, I could have said I've disproved the old myth that storing tomatoes in the counter makes them taste better. So, even in a case like this, don't panic. You still have a perfectly good science fair project. But what if something even worse happens? What if... decided to make a salad. Oh no, your project is gone. Then what do you do? Well, it depends on what has happened. Again, the first thing, don't panic. Sit down, take a deep breath, look at what's left. You may be able to salvage that project. If someone went in and ate 5 or 6 of my tomatoes, I could still stretch it out long enough to get a result. It might not be quite as scientific, but I could still get a result by testing 2 tomatoes in each group instead of 3. It would still work. So before you panic, before you blow up, look at what's left and see if it can be salvaged. Now, if it can't be salvaged, if there's nothing left, all the tomatoes are gone, somebody made tomato sauce or something like that and they're all gone, then you're going to have to go to Plan B. Go to the web, go to the library, go to my website. You will find lots and lots of quick, fast, easy, good science fair projects. things that you can do in a matter of days or sometimes even hours. Now, luckily, the tomato project is one that only takes 5 days, but there are some that are even faster than that. But beyond that, the big key is don't wait to the last minute. Don't wait until you've only got 3 days left before the science fair. Give yourself a month. That way you've got time to run through it, see how it works, maybe tweak it a little bit to make it better and run through it again. Now, again, you're not trying to show that your hypothesis was correct. You're trying to show that you are doing this as scientifically as possible. And that is what will help you win the science fair. Well, we are out of time for now. Hope you are ready for the science fair now. Next time we'll be getting back into some of the hands-on experiments. But for now, have a wonderful week.